Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. How's everyone doing?
So tired.
Oh, hon, why are you so tired?
Late night last night. Oof.
Why was it so late?
Well, I mean, I did family, and then I did my side piece, and then it was late, and I was like, I got my show off to Bryn, and then I'm like, I'm up, and Survivor's halfway done. I might as well stay up and watch it, right?
Yeah. Whew. Survivor's so good. So you do such a great job editing that, so you're just not sure what's going to happen. It's great.
Done. So you liked it?
Yep.
Okay.
We can't talk too much about it now.
No, I know. That's I'm not even sure how to respond to that. You're baiting me.
No, I would never do that. Please. How long have you been doing me?
Well, that's exactly right. I've known you a long time.
Yep.
One
or
of the
really
things,
a long time. Quarter of a century.
One of the things I was doing on my, I hate to say it, but I have these moments where I'm doing my little side piece on Alt 105.3, which airs tonight, and I'm like, I'm Grandpa telling old rock stories. This is awful.
It's not awful.
One of them, though, is about how I got to meet Marilyn Manson.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he plays on the show. I don't want to ruin any surprises because he doesn't. But
of course he does.
Anyway, that was in Philly. Was that place called the Electric Factory?
It was.
Right. So that was...
I loved that place.
I loved that place, too. And it's still to this day the weirdest 4 months of my life, or whatever that ended up being, 6 months?
Something like that. It wasn't very long.
It was more stuff packed into 6 months than most people's 5 years or whatever. I mean, it's just...
Well, it was our early days. And so they're really imprinted on my mind, right? You know? It was good times. I mean, most of it, right up until like end of November when they're like, oh, by the way, you guys are fired.
Right.
But you still have to work here for 3 months.
Right.
We were like, wait, what? What
right.
now?
You could feel something was happening, right? Like, hey, this crew is working hard and we will see results. This is going to be awesome.
This is clicking. Yeah. No, it was, and we were so young. We're all in our 20s, like. How did this happen? You know, listen, the grandpa telling the stories. I for a long time, I guess I had it in my head that I was going to be the only one that got old. You know, like I remember when we came here, I just turned 30. I'm like, well, it's time for me to, you know, get out of the rock world. I got to just do something more mature, you know.
Oh, that was like a
adult
conscious thing? Really?
Well, I thought to myself, because I thought of myself as a rock chick, you know. And then this place Alice calls and they're sort of, you know, like an adult contemporary thing. I was like, well, I guess I am an adult now. I mean, I go, you know, how much longer can this radio thing last? Like, you know, what am I going to be still being like rock and roll when I'm 35 years old?
35.
Because you have no idea how young you are when you're 30. You think, oh boy, that's it. It's over. I'm 30. But the thing is, like, your audience grows older with you, and the people who are into alternative rock are our age. That's just the way it is.
Well, from that era, for sure. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, right. So people listening to Vinny's side piece are like, dude, I that's my side piece too.
Right. No,
I'm into it. You think I like Baby Shark? Because I don't.
It's show appropriate for sure, but it's definitely, I had a moment where I was thinking back on our beginnings as I remember our boss saying, so listen, you're going to go interview Marilyn Manson, but you got to go down to the concert venue. And I'm like, the concert venue on a work night? And
yep.
Of course, he didn't give one. Oh,
no.
I want to cuss. That guy was like, oh, you're going to a show tonight. No, I'm not. I work.
Yeah, number of S's given, 0. Thank you, Jim McGuinn. God, are you kidding? Towards the end there, I was having to pull weekend shifts. I was like, oh, my God.
Right. But anyway.
We did. But that guy had a way of making us do whatever he wanted us to do. Uh-huh. Like, you felt like you had this, like, family. It was like the mafia boss, you know? Well, if you're going to be a made DJ, then you better do what I say.
There was also a swim for your, run for your, whatever your right. life at moment at all times in that building because of the way everything was. Anyway, I don't want to get into the equipment and all. I'm not trying to go back in time here too, but it was neat to sit there and go through the story about how at 4 PM, I drove over to the venue and there's Marilyn Manson in only half of her goth gear, but definitely full rock star long before the show began. It was just neat to retell that story because there
I'm sure
I was.
You mentioned the crates of alcohol that were being brought in.
I didn't mention that.
Oh,
you know,
I'm
talking in with word economy.
Ah, what do you get, like
show.
A minute so, to do each yeah, intro?
Well, they didn't say anything, but I have. I just know they're not looking for that at night.
What, Bryn, what's the longest break he's sent you so far?
Let's see here. Give me a second. I just gotta.
I'll tell you, it's under 2 minutes.
That's true.
So there's, I mean, nothing goes past 2 minutes.
Oh,
yeah, they're all about, I think the longest one is 1:30.
Oh, that's look at you telling stories in a minute 30.
Well.
I guess it's because you got no one interrupting you.
Well, that's, but I also. Trust me, I finished a couple of those and went, I can't send in a 2.5, 3 minute, 5 minute break. I need to just figure out how to say that without saying every single damn part of the story.
And by the way, your audio sounds great.
We fixed the problem. Yeah, it was the little Apple iPhone adapter the whole time.
The
I changed it out.
Friggin' dongles.
And all of a sudden, the audio's clean and it's consistent. And I'm sitting there going, man,
phew.
Well,
that's a relief.
When you think about the line, again, with all the people involved in this thing, and then the equipment I've got here sitting in front of me, and all this stuff putting the show together, and it's the one little 2-inch piece of adapter that Apple gives you.
I knew those dongles were going to be the death of us. As soon as they were like, "Oh, you just get a little dongle," I'm like, "Really? There's a word dongle? Let's let's rethink this whole thing. If I need a dongle to make my phone work,
right? My $1,000 phone,
right? I know that I can't plug headphones into. Screw you."
Anyway, but so I did stay up and got that done, and that was, you know, my wife and kid are in the backyard sitting at the fire pit, which they've started doing, like, regularly now.
Oh, that's nice. Is it gas? You just turn on the gas?
Yeah, it's gas.
That's nice.
But they keep coming to the window to look and see what I'm doing in here. Because I've tried to explain, yes, there's no radio light blinking, but this is a radio station when I'm in that room. You need to stay the hell out.
Right. There's no busting in and asking random questions. Although that would be funny, too.
Would it?
I like that. Sure. It's like that one guy who went viral as he's doing a report from his house, and this kid comes in, and she's freaking out in the background. I still watch that once in a while. It's good times.
The only reason that aired is because he was live. If he was doing that as a pre-recorded segment, he'd have screamed at that kid, told that kid to get the hell out. Dad's working.
That's why live is so much better.
Right. You know? Of course.
Less child abuse.
Right.
Oh.
Right. A lot less.
So I'm wearing shorts.
It is warm, isn't it?
It is. It's 75 degrees in this house.
Yep. Well, good for you.
I know.
You're still wearing a sweatshirt.
And I have my blanket over me because my legs are cold. But this morning, I was like, I looked at my sweatpants. I'm like, I can't put those on. I'm putting these shorts on.
You can't brag that you're wearing shorts and then show us you got a blanket over it all.
Well, just, you know, it's breezy in here, I guess.
It's breezy.
It's just funny because...
Where's the breeze coming from?
Yeah, I don't know. The air, just the air, you know, circulating around my legs. I don't know.
You
like
really
it.
Ought to reconsider the construction team you got working at that house if you got a breeze blowing through.
All these holes
there.
In the ground here. I don't know what's going on. Oh, look, a rat.
I mean, Dick and Chumley are now world famous, and your room has breeze blowing through it?
Yeah, it's just, you know, like my legs underneath the desk here, I was like, oh, I better put my blankie on, you know? But it's just, it's not uncomfortable. It's just the right amount. Like, my toesies are sticking out the bottom. I don't even have my big fat slippers on today. It's just so, it was so funny. I thought, my goodness, I thought it was always 40 degrees in this house when I woke up. Turns out it's not. Can't believe I don't wear shorts to work. But anyway, yesterday was freaking gorgeous, huh?
I'm trying to think.
What?
You maybe have worn shorts a couple times, but that's not something that's happened more than a few times, right?
Yeah, well, because it's usually, generally speaking, when we get up, no matter what time of year it is, it's in the 50s at the very warmest.
Sure.
Once in a great while, I've walked out of my house in the morning and got hit with the mild, you know, just... sort of nice time, in the 60s, maybe low 60s.
Right. Lukewarm air.
Yeah. Lukewarm air. And you go, oh, how delightful. I might actually take off my jacket. But in the studio, I know it's going to be cold because they have the AC cranked for all the equipment that's in there. Because that room gets hot if you don't have the, you know, all right. That stuff cooking in there. So it's always, I know it's going to be cold at work. So I always.
Plus all that brain power.
Sure.
Operating.
You know, right.
At full output.
I mean, we're unstoppable when it comes to the brain power.
Right.
So, yeah. But I think today, so yesterday it was so hot. I went outside, I started gardening a little, and I went, this is too hot for this. I went back in the house and worked on
we're
my
not
puzzle.
Even at the hottest part of the week yet.
It was over 80 degrees here. I know. It's just going to get hotter. So I'm thinking that right after the show today, I'll get the gardening I need to do done. I get some stuff to transplant, Vinny. It's fascinating. You know, I'll tell you all about it if you want.
Transplant.
I thought you did
some nice posts. You got some really pretty flowers coming through.
Some of those were older. I just wanted to do some Earth Day stuff, you know?
You sneaky little.
Well, that's me.
All right.
I just put some, I looked through my pictures and went, oh, that's pretty for Earth Day. I wanted to do some gardening on Earth Day. I thought that would be appropriate. I'm actually, God, I have such twisted thoughts about this whole thing. Like, I'm actually really excited about the clean air and that we're showing ourselves that a shutdown could save this planet. Like, even if we could just do, I'm telling you, I'm only half joking when I say if there was like a ban on driving or industry or something 1 month a year and we just let the earth have a breather.
Well, it gives you hope that if we were to ever really commit to the planet, you know, the one we're on, the one that we...
This one, the only one we have.
If we were really to commit to that, we would see a turnaround and it would be incredible and we'd probably all benefit. The problem is that...
The world works.
For some reason, we can't all agree on that.
No,
and
we
I don't
can't.
Know why. It seems
money.
Like... yeah, but you wouldn't think... Look, I get that some rich guy's like, look, I gotta keep my this plastic machine that's
cranking
brought
out
my
plastic.
Family a fortune. I gotta keep that running at full output. I understand all that, but you'd think that the average Joe would say, nah, I don't benefit from that dude's deal. I'm better off having clean water for my kids going forward.
Yeah, you know, it's just I think the masses though don't get that message.
It's a trip.
People are just trying to keep their heads above.
Too.
Right. But I do think that generally speaking, people are trying. They do what they can do easily when they're under pressure. Like the fact that people are throwing masks. I was so appalled by that people are throwing their gloves out at the supermarket in the parking lot. I'm like, it just shows you people are only willing to do what's easy for them. That is what people will do. We're just trying to keep our heads above water, keep our kids fed and the heat on in the house, the roof over your head, you know, the basic stuff. And other than that, there's not a lot. We're not willing to stretch. The masses are not willing to stretch to do what needs to be done.
That's what I'm saying. There's always going to be those people that have their own idea that this is... And they just, I do what I want. Right. I do what I want. No one. Yep. You don't tell me. Okay, great. That's super.
You're right. I don't tell you. And I
great attitude.
My head.
Yeah. You know, my friend, one of my friends wrote me, this was just this week. One of my buddies from growing up had written me and said, have you ever read this person's posts? And I explained to my buddy, I have, and I've turned that person off on my Facebook. I don't see that person's posts anymore. And he asked why. I'm curious, is it the politics thing? And I was like, look, Facebook for me, I moved away when I was 18, right away. I don't see and haven't been around any of the people I grew up with since then. Mm-hmm. I've been on the move. I haven't had roots. And this isn't like some violin story. Just the point of Facebook for me is that connection to my youth.
Yep.
And the people I grew up with. And I don't give a rip about that person's politics. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know. But when you see someone that you grew up with whose politics are so completely opposite your own, and even when it comes to something like having a nice planet to live on,
right,
you just go, okay, well, people who came from the same place and had the same school teachers can be completely different ideal-wise.
It's true.
So, no, I don't see his posts. I turned him off.
Yeah. No, thanks.
I don't want to know.
Out of curiosity, I didn't want to see that crap.
Yeah, I don't want to know. I hope that my idea is to see that person with their little kids or their nice
right.
life they've set up
sure.
for themselves. But even if I'm with them and their rant about Trump is I agree with it. I still don't want to see it.
Mm.
Like, just be.
That's I totally. It's funny that you say that too. It's I you know, so many people, all they want to talk about is politics. Of course, there's other things to talk about now. Everyone wants to talk about isolation, but eventually it gets to politics. And I'll get up and just walk out of the room. I'm like, you guys have your convo. It upsets me. Like, even when it's people I am absolutely I ideals wise and I'm aligned with you. You're preaching to the choir. I don't want to hear it. It gets me riled up. It gets mm-hmm. me angry. It gets me anxious. I'm like, I read enough of that crap every single day. You know what I don't want anymore? You know what I want to do? I want to play this hand of cards. Can you please go? It's your turn. Like, enough out of you about, I get it. We all hate that guy. Why bring him into the house? Get him out.
Right.
Let's, you know, talk about anything else. Let's talk about how good these salty snacks are. What, anything. Right. Anything besides that. Like, I'm here to have a pleasant evening. I want to forget about the woes of the world.
Right. But so whatever. Anyway, that was just recent, though. And how long has Facebook been around? Like 10 years?
Oh, God, forever. More than that, even.
Right. So it still continues to be whatever. It's the division is just there.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's a thing.
What you can control, though, is how you handle yourself. And that's what I'm working on. And we're doing pretty good over here. We're staying positive. One of my neighbors is a singer.
Yeah. And you hear her singing sometimes.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So we've been to see her play here in town, which isn't happening, but
what's the name of the band and the, like,
it's
a little plug.
Cheryl. I don't know what the name, she has multiple bands, and she's been Santa Cruz famous for a long time because she's been around and just mm-hmm. been doing shows forever. And she loves it. Like you see this person who's already nice and you like her, but she lights up. Music just is her thing.
Yeah.
But yesterday, there's a little teeny park near my house. It's not even a park. It's like a little, it's like where they didn't build a house.
Oh.
And so they put in a little pathway for people to walk on and a couple spots where you can sit down, and there's some trees there for shade.
It's a little mini neighborhood vacant lot.
Her and her guitar player were out in this little park jamming.
Oh.
So they could be together,
but sure.
But, you know, 20 feet apart. And my kid was, you know, I don't know, 30 feet apart watching them jam yesterday. And I thought that was pretty neat. Like, cool.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
Well, I'll tell you, there are things that give you an escape from it. They pluck you out of this weird thing that we're doing, and they feel great and they feel normal, and you can forget about it for a minute. That's right. I swear to God, I spend my days looking to forget about all this.
Well, working on it anyway, right? You try to have a good day, and you try to keep a good positive mental attitude, and that's what we've got to do.
Yep.
Sucks.
It's all you can do, really. I mean, they're not letting you do anything else. There's nothing else available to you.
I got a picture and was like, oh, look at Cheryl jamming. She's not giving up. I love it.
She's not throwing in the towel yet.
Don't give up in her. Good for her.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how to make money in the apocalypse. You're going to like it. You're specifically going to like this.
Oh, good.
And it's something you can go take a look at, too. KLSE HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.